Rus Paragimel Pasuk Zion. So Rus has followed all of Naomi's advice and has come to the threshing floor where Boaz has just finished with the tremendous amount of work of separating out the barley from the chaff, from the remnants. Vayochal Boaz vayesht. And so Boaz ate and he drank. Vayitav libo. And his heart was glad. Up until recently, remember, tremendous famine in Beis Lechem. And even though Boaz was very wealthy, he limited his own consumption so that he would be in solidarity with the suffering of the community. Like, for example, Amram and Yocheved, who were from Bnei Levi and weren't undergoing a lot of the harshest of the servitude in Mitzrayim. And yet, they desisted from having children to undergo the same suffering the rest of Klal Yisrael was having. Until Miriam Hanavia, the young woman at the time, told them that they needed to come together and have the baby who would be Moshe Rabbeinu, who would redeem us from Mitzrayim eventually, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servant. And this is all in contrast to Elimelech, who fled with all of his money for the Cayman Islands. He ran away to Moab and took everything with him. Boaz stayed and suffered with everyone else. Now, with a huge abundant barley harvest having been taken in for the first time in years, so Boaz now finally eats his fill for the first time in quite a while. But his heart, by Yitav Libo, is gladdened not by eating, drinking, and being merry, as opposed to, for example, Achashverosh, where we know that Megillas Esther, Ki tov lev hamelech bayoyin, it's the wine that makes him happy. Boaz is not like that. His heart, Chazal tell us, is gladdened by being able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the abundance in Birkas HaMazon, saying Hatov v'hametiv. And now that the suffering is past, Vayitav libo, Chazal say it's kind of code that he was ready to seek out tov. And what is tov? It's a hint at getting married. As it says in Mishlei, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. So he's ready to search again. Not only that, but his personal suffering has ended. After he lost his entire family, the story of Ibtzan, with all the sons and sons-in-law and daughters and everybody passing, now he is ready to get married. And it's bashered, because Rus's 3 months of waiting are up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's timing, as always, is impeccable. So, Vayavo Lishkav Bikzeho Arema. Despite being a wealthy aristocrat, he goes to sleep on a barn floor, far away from his servants, resting by the edge of the grain heap that is his only companion, or so he thinks. His modesty of lying down in that secluded spot by the grain pile makes it possible for Rus to carry out Naomi's instructions and stealthily creep up to him quietly without being noticed by anyone. Even though he is alert for thieves and he just lay down, he is completely unaware of her arrival, perhaps because of drinking wine in an unaccustomed way. So Vatavo Balot, so she came quietly, that's the hint that no one noticed her arrival in any way. Vategal Margalosav Vatishkov, and exactly as Naomi had told her, she uncovered his feet and then lay down, uncovering his feet, we don't see anywhere that this is a euphemism for anything else, but rather, it is a reference, the Malbim says, to Inyan Hayibum V'Chalitzas HaNo'al. Uncovering his feet is a hint at what is going to have to come when we're going to see that there's going to be the Beis Chalutz Hanal involving Ploni Almoni and Perek Dalet, and the we'll see the larger consequences and discussions of that coming up. But the Malbim says in a rather esoteric way, Haguf Hanal Hu Naal Shel Hanefesh, the body is the shoe, as it were, of the nefesh, of the neshama, that the shoe encases the foot and makes it possible to walk in this physical world. That's what the guf does for the neshama. And also the idea that when you walk through mud, refesh vatit below na'al, it's impossible that if you're going to walk through a muddy, swampy area without shoes on, you're going to make the foot, the inner self, disgusting and dirty, and the guf protects from that for the Heilige Neshama that is within us. And the idea then is that this, the Malbim then goes into a real interesting discussion of the idea that a person who dies without children, his nefesh doesn't have any kind of full and complete rest and moving up. He still has some sort of connection to his wife. This is not like a non-Jewish concept or a fantasy concept of a ghost being trapped somehow in this world. But there's something to it. His purpose is unfulfilled. He left nobody behind. And the yibum with the zera that comes from his brother, that is going to be as if the nefesh hameis came again to this world, returned, in order for the child to connect up with his lineage. And it's going to be, as we're going to see at the end of the Megillah, the idea, ki yivoled bein lena'ami, as if a baby was born to Na'ami when Rus has a baby. Oved ben Boaz was a Gilgul of sorts of Mahlon ben Na'ami. He was a continuation of Na'ami, the woman who was barren because her sons had died as adults. So there's a lot going on here with the uncovering of the feet. The idea of a connection to the concept of Yibum and Chalitza, the remez that is going on, which is something Boaz is going to recognize on some deep way. The idea that uncovering the neshama, uncovering the legs themselves, and then he's going to tell you what to do, is a reference to Boaz now knowing the halachic next step when it comes time for the yibum to take place and who is going to redeem them. So pasuk ches vayhi b'chatzi halayla, and so it was at midnight. Vayhi b'chatzi halayla is a phrase that occurs only two other times in Tanakh. One makas b'choros in Egypt, and one when Shimshon arose at midnight and uprooted the gates of Gaza. These midnight events are the beginning of redemption and the gaining of freedom. And so is this one as well. Quieter and subtler though it is, on a barn floor where only two people are even aware of it. We mentioned this when we sing the Pizmon by Hiba Chatzi Halayla and Nirtza at the end of the Haggadah, of all the great miracles that happened Bachatzi Halayla. But the phrase Hiba Chatzi Halayla is only three times in Tanakh, this being the third. Vayecherad ha'ish vayilo face, and the man was startled and turned about. Usually he would get up at midnight to learn, to daven, tikkun chatzos. Might be why he turned and woke up, but at this point the wine is wearing off. Vayilo face, he begins to toss and turn. Vayilo face can also mean stretched out. It's the same phrase used by Shimshon Hagibor. Seized or being held tightly, perhaps by Rus, somehow stopping him from screaming or crying out in surprise. Vihine Isha. And behold, there was a woman, Shocheves Margalosov, lying at his feet. Chazal say, a woman, the purest of women, so that one should not think the wrong thing about what's happening here. Ayin Becherad, the trembling, is something that occurs with Yitzchak by Yaakov and Esav. It also can refer to a state of prophecy. In this case, the Chazal, the Medrash tells us, he had a vision of David HaMelech smiting the Philistines and the Amaleki, and he realizes something very, very important is happening here.